But golf fans, you'll know the name Ryan Fox. He's one of my, well, he is my favourite New Zealand golfer, one of my favourite golfers on the planet. He's in and back home getting ready for the New Zealand Open. In fact, he's already one round in, two under after the first round, getting ready for day two's play today. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're going really well, thanks, buddy, and really appreciate your time mid-tournament. I'm not sure how many interviews you do mid-tournament, but we think it's great that you do it. Were you happy with yesterday?
Yeah, I was, actually. I let a couple slip towards the end of the day, but it was probably one of the strangest weather conditions I've ever had for a round of golf. I mean, it was, at one stage, it was blowing a four-club wind, you know, close to 50 or 60 Ks, and then sort of for our last four holes, it was all over the place. It would drop down, it would blow from a completely different direction. It was strange. I think I see Steve Williams on the bag, and we're standing in the eighth fairway, and look behind us, and the trees are going left to right. We look at the flag, and the flag's going right to left. And Steve's just laughing and going, "We've never seen anything like this." And it was just a very strange day.
Sounds like it's hard to sort out what you're going to do when that's happening. So you've done well to get to two under through the afternoon and walk away with the red figures on the scorecard. What about today's play? What's the forecast for you, and who are you out there with today?
I'm playing with Warnie today.
You got Warnie,
which is nice. Well, he showed a little bit yesterday. He's been travelling all over the place like I have, so I think it may not both of us yesterday a little bit towards the end. But you know, look, weather forecast looks strange again. I'm standing outside by the 17th green at Millbrook now, and it's actually raining, and there's no wind, and there's forecast to blow about 40 k's out of the northwest and be sunny and warm this afternoon. So it's a very, very strange day, but also playing with Demi Papadatos, who's a previous winner here as well, and he played nicely yesterday for two under, so we're both in a pretty good place after the first round.
Do you feel an extra burden playing at home and being such a high-profile golfer in New Zealand? We often talk on these parts about the tennis effect, the Sam Stosur effect on the pressure in the Australian Open and having to live up to that. Do you feel that burden playing in the New Zealand Open?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, I put a bit of pressure on myself to play. Well, this is one of the biggest events of the year for me, but you know, I don't feel any external pressure so much. You know, the support's great. We had a lot of people out yesterday morning watching, and I'm sure we'll have plenty out this afternoon. So, you know, I don't necessarily feel that pressure, but it's great to have the home crowd and you know, all the extra support you get, which is, you know, it makes it a lot more fun out there.
So the question we want to ask you is, how the hell do you hit the ball so far? For someone that isn't 6 foot and can, you're one of the longest hitters in the world, not just in New Zealand, where does that power come from?
To be honest, I've always had it. I don't really, really know. I've always had decent timing. You know, I played a lot of cricket and tennis growing up, and it was always the same mentality. I wanted to hit a cricket ball hard, I wanted to hit fours and sixes, and I wanted to hit a tennis ball hard. And you know, got some pretty decent sporting genes in my family as well, with the old man playing rugby, obviously, and my grandfather actually played cricket for New Zealand on my mum's side. So, yeah, I think I just got a bit lucky in that regard, and I've always had pretty decent sequencing and timing, and that's sort of what it's about. You look at someone like Rory as well, who's, you know, he's shorter than me, probably weighs about 20 kilos less than me, and you know, he's long too. So it's not necessarily about size up here, it's about, know, how much wind and unwind and timing and everything you can get in your body. And I've been lucky. I've got a little bit of that just naturally, I think.
And Half and I often talk on this show about you as a golfer because we love watching you play, not just how hard you hit the ball and far you hit the ball, but your attacking nature. You are a really aggressive golfer in the way you go about it. Is that something that has always been there? And then you say you've played other sports. You'd be the same mindset in other sports?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was always, as I said, I played tennis and cricket growing up, and it was always about hitting fours or sixes and trying to winners and big serves and tennis. So I always had that mentality. You know, I think I probably grew into it a little bit with golf. Early on, my driver was probably more of a burden than it was a help. It went quite far, but it also went quite far sideways as well. So I probably played a little less aggressive, you know, a few years ago than I do now, but yeah, it's come to a point now where driver's probably the straightest club in my bag, and you know, something I really feel like if I drive it well, I can take the bonus off. So, you know, it's nice to have that in the bag. And I think, you know, you look at all the stats in golf, you've got to play aggressive now. And, you know, it's almost better having a career go where you miss a few cuts, but when you play well, you finish really highly or win, and rather than being the guy that plays conservatively and makes a bunch of cuts but finishes 30th. And golf is just trending that way now, and I certainly add to that a little bit.
So, Ryan, where to after the New Zealand Open? We just spoke to Zach Murray, and he's having 8 weeks off due to a few travel restrictions at the moment. You're obviously on the European tour. Is there any restrictions due to the coronavirus for you at the moment and what you'll do? Because you obviously play a lot of tournaments year in, year out.
I don't have any restrictions in that respect. We have lost a couple of tournaments on the European tour schedule because of coronavirus in Malaysia and China. Back-to-back in April, so I was planning on playing then, but at this point I'm now going to India in a couple of weeks to play there, and then I'll be a bit like Zach. I think I'll have 6 or 8 weeks off after going to India in a couple of weeks' time. It's a pretty funny schedule for us. If you're not in the WGCs or the major or the Masters, you don't have anything in Europe, so it's been nice to spend some time at home, but I feel like I'm playing well and I'd like to keep playing as well.
You play a lot. Rama said there is right. You played, the last 3 years, you played 30 tournaments, 28 tournaments, 27 tournaments. You're playing a lot. Do you fear that you might physically just burn out in a couple of years, or you have to manage your schedule a bit better going forward, or is that just the way you like to play, just constantly be in motion?
I like to play a lot. I mean, I generally enjoy playing a few weeks in a row. I feel like I play better when I've had a few weeks in a row to play rather than going to the stop-start nature of trying to peak for a week and practice for a tournament week. I tend to enjoy playing a bit more. So I certainly feel a little bit at the back end of the year, but if I can put the brakes in properly, which I've managed to do pretty well the last couple of years, I always feel, pretty good about the schedule. I'm not one of those guys that's going to end up playing 22 or 23 events a year. I feel it's going to be a little bit light for me. And, it works for some guys. You look at Scott Hend or, Danny Lee's a Kiwi guy that does it as well. Those play 35. I think Danny once played 41 events a year. Maybe a little bit over the top. But I'm certainly one of those guys in that mold that like to play quite a bit.
We were talking before about the pressure of being one of New Zealand's biggest name golfers going home to playing your home event. I want to sort of broaden that out a little bit further about, you talk about your dad being an All Black and your grandfather playing cricket. What was it like for you growing up, particularly as you sort of went towards golf, which is different sports to what your family did?
Golf was great in that way because I was a completely different sport, and I didn't have too much pressure on. I probably got a little bit more publicity because my old man daddy told me, and there was some interest there, especially around New Zealand. But I didn't start golf till quite late, so I played cricket and rugby all the way through school. I certainly felt a little bit of pressure, especially on the rugby side there, and I didn't help myself. I played the same position. I kicked goals as well, so I kind of got targeted a little bit and was always going to be compared to the old man. But it was also something I was fairly used to. Dad was always Dad. Even though he was an All Black and everyone knew him, it was just pretty normal for me. So, it might have been different, if you didn't grow up with it. But it was something that was very normal for me.
Well, we see a lot of Australians in Australian tournaments. They're desperate to win the tournament, but we don't have enough quality golf tournaments necessarily here in Australia. How important is it for you to continue to play in the New Zealand Open and then also compete and hopefully win the tournament?
It's always one of the first events I put on my schedule for the year. There's been some great names, great Kiwi golfers win this event. Bob Charles, Michael Campbell, to name a couple of them. And I certainly like to be included on that list one day. And it's an event that I really want to win. And I think it's kind of a hard place to be. You almost try too hard sometimes, and golf's the game that doesn't work when you do that. You almost need to let it happen, and I'm trying to figure that out over the last couple of years and not put too much pressure on myself and not let all the external stuff worry me too much. And I'd just love to be in contention come Sunday and kind of see what happens from there.
Well, we love the fact that you are in contention at the moment. Hopefully that is the same way on Sunday. Just before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, Ryan. I know you've got work to do and warming up for an afternoon round today. How many darts does Warnie get through in a round?
Yesterday there was a few. It was a little chilly in the morning, and he wasn't playing his best. I've seen him absolutely fantastic at Dunhill Links over the last few years, and yesterday he was struggling a little bit. So I think he was he had a few, but it's a pretty nice part of the world down here. You don't want to ruin it with too much cigarette smoke. So I think he's pretty cognizant of that as well.
How did you guys strike up a friendship? Because it goes back a fair way now.
Yeah, the first time we met was at the Dunhill Links, and he was playing with Wade Ormsby, and I was appeared in the same group, and we got along pretty well. And we got lucky enough a few years later to actually get paired together at the Dunhill Links. And he said to me on the first tee that week, he said, "I've never made the cut here in 12 times, and my pros never made the cut." And I thought, "Oh, great! I've got a ball here," and we actually finished fifth that year as a team, and I just missed the cut. But, the following year we made the cut, which is, top 20 teams out of, I think, 190 or 200 for the week. And then I made the cut as a individual as well. So it was we got along pretty well, and we've had a lot of fun out on the golf course over the last few years, and hopefully we get a couple more chances at Dunhill Links and also down here in New Zealand.
Yeah, sounds like it'd be a fun couple of days hanging out with Warnie, I reckon. Plenty of stories to be told. But hopefully your focus is on the pins and you get a great weekend in front of you as well. Appreciate your time, Ryan. Good luck this weekend.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Great to have you on. Ryan Fox, New Zealand golfer, 17th, tied for 17th at the moment, after shooting 2-under in the opening round. He did mention Wade Ormsby, who we spoke to earlier in the week. He's 3-over through 5 today, which is a setback. He was going okay. At 6-under.
I suspect that your love for Ryan's just gone up a little bit higher after that chat. That was very interesting.
He's a very impressive young man.
Yeah, absolutely.